time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Full Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Full Recovery Internet Radio.
To the Herb Aldridge Gymnasium, Macomb High School, getting ready for the boys' varsity game. Girls came away with a 60-47 varsity victory this afternoon here at Macomb, and also the girls JV won 37-11, and the boys JV just finished 10 or 15 minutes ago. Indians won that 39-23 after being down 11-3 at the end of a quarter. So came back and scored, outscored them 12-3, and actually outscored them 36-12 for the rest of the game after the first quarter. So Indians looking for their fourth victory here at Macomb today, and see how this goes. Some things we have coming up. Number one, we'll have a talk with Coach Mike Bayshore in just a few minutes here. And next Friday is our next game. The boys will host New Knoxville in their final regular season game. And it's senior night for the boys and the cheerleaders. Right now, there are no radio stations going to be covering that varsity game. So there are some chances that someone will have a cancellation and do that, but for right now, that game will not be available on the radio anywhere. Saturday, then the girls begin the tournament, and they'll play at Allen East against Ada. And then Tuesday, a week from this Tuesday, the 27th, the boys begin their tournament. They'll play Liberty Benton at Elida Fieldhouse at 7 o'clock. So those are the games we know that are coming up the rest of the season, and obviously we hope the girls and boys play more in the postseason. We'll take a little break here, and we'll hear from Coach Mike Bayshore. Be back right after this.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today. Like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Holbrook.
We're working on our coaches' talk here. I think we have it now.
Wayne Street Market pregame show, and we're talking with Coach Mike Bayshore, and we're here at Macomb High School. What's the hurry? Do you know about like the spring, Macomb Panthers? What are we going to be here and gone before you know it? So, win this game tonight.
Holbrook. You know, we're really going to have to keep here. Bigger feet inside off the glass,
and we're talking with Coach Mike Mayfield.
You know, their guards last night they shot 25 threes.
We're having some problems here. Not sure what.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was.
We shouldn't be able to hear anything else besides what we're saying. So, trying to get this sorted out. So we'll take a break here. I hope we can make this work and get back with you. I know what's going on. sorry. We'll be back. We'll get back here in just a second.
I got this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Okay, I think we're going to be able to get to Coach Bayshore's comments here. Sorry about that mess up. We'll just see if we can get this going here, and I think it's going to work this time.
We're on the Wayne Street Market pregame show, and we're talking with Coach Mike Bayshore, and we're here at Macomb High School. What do you know about the Macomb Panthers? What are we going to need to do to win this game tonight?
Kid inside off the glass, and then their guards last night, they shot 25 threes, so they're a team that likes to shoot a lot of threes. They play a lot of zone, might see a little triangle and two or a box and one tonight, so they'll throw a lot of different defenses at you. They play pretty hard, but it's gonna come down to where not what we do. You know, if we can focus on doing the things that we do well, then I think we've got a good shot at coming out on top.
That's good. Now, we also had the tournament drawing last Sunday, and we drew Liberty Benton. Can you tell us a little bit about how the draw went and what your thinking is on that?
We're really happy with the draw. I think it probably set up about as best as we could possibly hope for, especially being the 5 seed. Liberty Benton in the first round. They're 6-15, I think, right now, or 6-14. So anytime you can get somebody with that record, doesn't quite play the schedule that we play. We like our chances there. And winner gets Van Buren, who's a little bit above 500, but we feel that scouting before the draw that we felt we were better than they were. And then maybe Coldwater in the third round. If you can play a team in the third round that you've already beat once, then you can't really complain about that. So that we like our chances, but, you know, it's like it's been all year long. We have to show up to play. I mean, when we show up to play, we're really good. When we don't show up, we're not very good. So it's kind of a Jekyll and Hyde sort of thing with our kids, and hopefully we'll get lucky and it'll be the right night.
Yep, and anybody that's seen us play knows that we are very capable of putting a lot of points on the board in a hurry, so if we can get that on a roll, we'll be in pretty good shape. Again, thanks for talking to us, Coach Bayshore.
No problem, thank you.
And we'll be back right after this from our coach's sponsor, Hastings Auto Sales.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Are you a busy parent, married to your job, or just don't have the time to get to the grocery store? Worry no more. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the answer for you. Shop online. It's as easy as ordering that pair of shoes you ordered last week. Log on to WayneStreetMarket.com. Click on the Shop Online Now button at the top of the page and start adding to your cart. The process is simple, and better yet, you pay online, drive to the store, and one of our friendly associates will bring your groceries out to you. You don't have to even get out of the car. Don't make life more chaotic than it needs to be. Take advantage of our online shopping today. As always, thanks for shopping your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Yeah, someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room.
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to Herb Aldrich Gymnasium here at Macomb High School. Getting ready to announce the starters here. Who do you have there for Mr. Coach Vaughn?
Yeah, for the Macomb Panthers coming into the game tonight, 5-16 is number one, Tanner Schroeder, 5'11 junior. Number four, Jacob Ryder, the 6-foot senior. Number 12, Justin Wasson, a 6'2 senior. Number 23, Tristan Sherrick, the 6-foot junior. And number 24, Kobe Gusweiler, the 6'1 sophomore. For the Indians tonight, they'll be starting who they have been. Number 2, Peyton Judy, the 6'4 junior. Number 3, Derek Judy, 6-foot freshman. Number 5, Ryan Braun, 6'3 senior. Number 12, Clay Schmitz, the 6'3 freshman. And rounding out the starting five is number 14, Mr. Cade Wendell, the 5'10 senior. So Indians go with their lineup they've been going with. And Macomb, they're all set to go. You got a little...
be getting ready for the Reasoner Energy tip-off. If you're looking for heating, cooling, electrical, 419-678-4858. Call Ralph, Mark, and the rest of the Reasoner Energy boys. Train comfort specialist, Generac Pro Power dealer. Industrial Park over in Coldwater, or just give them a call, 678-4858, Reasoner Energy. Or you can go to ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Reasoner Energy tip-off coming up here in just a moment. It's going to be Peyton Judy, and I'm not sure who's going to be jumping against.
I assume it's going to be Justin Wasson. I know that's who Coach was talking about at the beginning of the pregame show.
Yep.
But no, it looks like it's going to be Peyton Judy going up against Kobe Gusweiler. So
6'1".
So okay. Macomb definitely outsized by the Indians. Their biggest player is a 6'4 freshman. The biggest one in the starting lineup is Justin Wasson, a 6'2 senior who Coach Bayshore alluded to hits the glass very hard for the Panthers. So it's tipped up and controlled by the Panthers. It comes up to Gusweiler. Gusweiler brings it across, being guarded by Peyton Judy. Over to the left side, it comes to Shearing. He goes in the corner to Schroeder. Back up top, it comes to Ryder. Then down inside to Gusweiler. Back out to Ryder. Back up top, it comes to Wasson, being guarded by Ryan Braun. Ryan typically gets the best opponent's offensive player. Then back out to Gusweiler. Pick back into the corner, it goes. Back up top to Gusweiler. He drives in the paint, backs up. Over it comes to Ryder. Ryder onto the right side, kicks it to Schroeder. Over to Wasson, the lefty three. A shot up, no good. Rebound, Peyton Judy. So, see what kind of defense Macomb goes with here. Looks like they're matched up. They don't find Cade Wendell. He drives in. Floater, no good. Rebound, Wasson. Again, 0-0. Gusweiler drives out of control. Ball goes about out of bounds. Picked up by number 23. Sherrick, and it's going to be out of bounds on the Indians. So
I think when he picked that up, it was on the line.
It looked like it, I thought, on the baseline.
The official's a lot closer than
Gusweiler triggers it in, has a hard time, gets it into Ryder. Ryder being guarded by Derek Judy, brings it out to Wasson, back to Gusweiler. Long three, no good, air ball. Cade Wendell brings it down to Derek Judy. Indians on the run. Peyton Judy up and good. So Indians get on the scoreboard first, 2-0.
Peyton Judy went down that far sideline very quickly and And Derek hit him pretty quick.
There we come back the other way. No good. Missed layup. Up and in. Offensive rebound by number 23, Tristan Sherrick. So Indians give up offensive rebound. 2-2. Cade Wendell drives middle of the paint. Kicks it over to Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz takes it up, and he makes it. So Clay, good to see him get started. Yep. Last night he had a rough night. But yep.
I counted 13 straight shots within 15 feet that we started off the game with. Last night going into the, and did not make a shot inside of 5 feet.
Holy smokes.
Late in the second half.
Wow.
Early in the second half.
Did not realize that.
I don't think we made one.
Indians up 4-2. Right across the timeline. Schroeder has it. Kicks it out to top to Gus Weiler. Schroeder, three ball up, left side up and good. So that looked pretty nice.
That was a real nice shot.
So Schroeder hits it, and the Panthers take the lead 5-4. Cade Wendell brings it down, looking at Clay Schmitz on the short corner right side. Clay dribbles, drives, takes it in, up and no good. Battle for the rebound comes down to Wasson. So Wasson has it, drives down the line, picked up by Braun. Back up top to Gus Weiler, over to Ryder. Ryder back to the left side. Gus Weiler takes a shot over Peyton Judy, and it's up and good. So quick 7 points. That was a good-looking touch. So 7-4, Indians trail, 5:20 to go.
I believe this is a team we beat very easily last year.
It was really, really ugly both games last year. Peyton Judy drives, kicks to Cade Wendell. Cade on the bounce, goes inside to Clay. Clay takes it up, shot up and good. So Clay takes three shots in a row. He's got four.
He went up strong on all of them.
Makes it 7-6. Gus Weiler has it. Comes across the timeline, being guarded by Judy. Back in the corner comes. Out top to Schroeder, to Ryder. Three ball up, no good. Rebound Peyton Judy. Indians on the run. Peyton Judy comes across the timeline, crosses over, loses the handle, out of bounds, and then over and back by the Indians. Yep. So Peyton Judy got a little loosey-goosey with the basketball there and turned it over. Coach Bayshore not happy. He takes a seat. It's 7-6. Indians trail here early in the Reisner Energy first quarter. Is that our sponsor?
Yes. I'm sorry. I got that wrong. Should have had this out and been ready for this. It's for recovery insurance.
Right.
First so quarter.
For recovery insurance, scoreboard. Wasson has it on the handoff, goes inside, picks up his dribble, goes back out to Gus Weiler. Gus Weiler, no look pass, back out to Wasson. Lefty takes a fake, goes inside. Bucket, no good. Rebound and goes, oh my goodness. Oh, they call foul. Good, because if not, it would have been off the Indians.
Well, sometimes they will just give it the ball to us and not call the foul.
That time they call the foul on Tristan Sherrick, his first, team's first. So Indians trail, 4-11. Here to go in the first quarter, 7-6. Cade Wendell with the ball at the top at the volleyball line. Setting up here, looking for Peyton Judy. High ball screen, Ryan Braun. Peyton picks up his dribble and swings it. He goes inside to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun's been in the paint a long time, and that's going to be another foul on Sherrick. So Sherrick fouls, and that's going to bring Kyle Wasson, the 6 foot sophomore. Looks like an offensive lineman into the game.
Yep. It's looking at their basketball team, it's not hard to see that they have a good football team.
Yeah, you can tell the kids.
Strong boys.
Brought into Clay Schmidt. Spinner and turnaround up and good. So Clay's got six here.
All right. Asserting himself in this game, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. That's four straight shots by the young man. So
he's made
3 of 4, and there's an easy turnover. Derek Judy takes it up and good. So turnover by Gus Weiler, converted into points by Judy. Indians show a little full court press, and there's another kick. Tell you what, Neil, I don't think this team looks very comfortable against pressure.
Nope. They look pretty good till we put some pressure on them, and of course, maybe they'll settle back down since we weren't doing it from the start, but
over to Schroeder.
Not handling it great right now.
Schroeder being guarded by Cade Wendell off the Wasson. Back up top it comes to Gus Weiler. Gus Weiler, three ball up, air ball, fought for. Nice hustle by Wasson. And a second chance. Wasson Austin hustled on that one and got it back into play. Ryder on the drive goes right by the Indians. Unfortunately, he throws an air ball, and here comes Derek Jeudy. He turns it over. Derek Jeudy with the turnover to Schroeder. Schroeder spins in the paint, up and no good. Rebound fought for, going to be out of bounds by Schroeder. So kind of a wild series there.
Yeah, it was. Nobody was under control for sure.
Both teams exchanging some turnovers. So 10-7, Indians lead. Kind of strange how the bench is set up there, isn't it? For the coaches, four coaches on one side, and then you got a bench or
the steps going up into the bleachers.
Cade Wendell on the drive, down the middle, good. So Cade's got his first bucket. It makes it 12-7. Indians in the lead, 2:36. Clayton Pearson is going to come in at the next dead ball. Brought over to the corner. It comes into the front court to number three. That's Davis. Davis brings it back out top to Schroeder, over to Wasson. He swings it to the left side to Ryder, back up top to Davis. Davis out to the other Wasson. That's Kyle Wasson. Wasson cuts through the middle. His kick back out top to Justin Wasson. Justin Wasson on the drive on Ryan Braun. Pull up and good. So five-footer pulled up over Ryan Braun. Makes it 12-9. Indians lead. 2 minutes to go here. For Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Good hesitation by Cade, back to Derek Jeudy, three ball left corner, up, no good, battled for the rebound, comes to Peyton Jeudy, up to Cade Wendell, and he gets mugged, and it's an and one, so Cade Wendell with a nice little attack, and he got fouled by number three. That's going to be Aaron Davis's first foul, team's third. Clayton Pearson's going to come in and replace Derek Jeudy. So
that was very good vision by Peyton. He got that ball out there, and he saw got it right to him.
And initially, Cade made the hustle play to tip it back out there, so good recognition to get it back to the guy that busted his butt to get it. So, and they got lane violation on Cade. I'll tell you what, that's two of them I seen this gym today at the same end. So lane
violation must be good on one end.
Lane violation by Cade Wendell makes it 14-9. Indians in the lead. Gus Weiler has it, skips it over to Schroeder. Indians showed a little pressure in the corner to Wasson. Back outside to Gus Weiler. He kicks it out to Schroeder. Thinks about the three, drives and backs it back out. Now he drives back in the middle. Loose ball, scrum four, and picked up by Clayton Pearson. Clayton then loses it and picks it up himself. And back over to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun on the drive, down the paint. Nobody picks him up, and Ryan throws it out of bounds. So
not sure if he was trying to look into somebody to pass it to.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
His hands there.
Because he had a lot of paint there to get to the rack, and he kind of just turned it over. So 14-9, Indians lead, 1:17 to go. Schroeder has it, being pressured by Jeudy. Breaks it, comes across over Wasson. Three ball, no good. Rebound, Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson on the run. Jumps, walk, no call, three ball, Ryan Braun up and good. So Clayton Pearson got away with a travel, and he gets the assist instead. So that's going to make it 17-9, Indians lead. Wasson picks up his dribble, turns it over, picked up by Clayton Pearson.
Again.
Off to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell has it. Indians are going to go for one, it looks like. 41 seconds to go. Wasson, Kyle Wasson, or Justin Wasson, guarding Cade Wendell, knocks it out of bounds. Going to be stay with the Indians. 32 and a half seconds to go. 17-9, Indians lead.
Yeah, I don't know if the Wasson boys are brothers or not.
I don't know. They're one totally them, different build if
yeah,
they are.
One of them is about, I'm going to say, 6 foot, 6'1", and about 160 or 70, and that one's about
six foot, probably
four, three or four, and probably 250 or more.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
I would say he's a lineman on the football team. If not, somebody didn't do any fancy talking to him in the schoolroom, because he is a football player. And he's
three ball up short by Peyton Jeudy. Rebound Gus Weiler. So probably a little quicker than the Indians wanted, but they pick it up. Davis three ball at the buzzer. No good. And that's your first quarter. Makes it 17-9. Indians in the lead. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny. Danny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
Well, we're back here at Macomb. Indians lead 17-9 at the end of the first quarter. Indians a couple substitutions here. Trevor Vaughn and Noah Leonard's come in. So we got, first time I've seen this all year, our two Twin Towers in there together.
Yep, I've seen it from time to time when they needed to get somebody out of the game.
And then Cade Wendell drives there and gets fouled. He's going to go to the Hall Brothers Case IH foul line. So Cade having a nice start to his night. He's got four. That one comes up a little short. So on the floor for the Indians, Pearson, Vaughn, Leonards, Wendell, and Peyton Judy. 7:54 to go here, second quarter. Next free throw's up and good. So makes it 18-9. Indians in the lead. Here they come across with Gus Weiler. Gus Weiler has it. It's out to Schroeder. Schroeder has it. High ball screen. Three ball up and got the roll. So Schroeder with a nice roll on the three. That's his second three-pointer. Makes it 18-12. Indians have it. Over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson looks up top. High ball screen. Doesn't take it. Pull-up jumper up. No good off the glass. Battle for it. Cade Wendell gets it. And he gets stripped. Cade Wendell kicks it out to Peyton Judy. He throws it out of bounds. So
after the big-time hustle to get that ball underneath, and he threw it. If Peyton had been about 7 foot,
yeah,
two,
he might have got it. If he could jump like LeBron, he would have got it.
Yep.
So here they come. Gus Weiler up. Indians lead by six. Ball comes up through. Schroeder's on fire. Takes a three. No good. Rebound. Clayton Pearson. So Clayton Pearson doing a nice job getting a lot of touches. Into Noah Leonards. Noah spins up. No good. Rebound. Put back up. Fought for Trevor Vaughn. And he gets a rebound. It's going to be a jump ball. It's going to go to Macomb. So Noah Leonards with a nice reverse layup. And Trevor got his hands on it and couldn't convert it. So turnover on alternate possession. 6:57 to go here in the second quarter.
Macomb players were right on him and as soon as he got it.
Gus Weiler brings it across the timeline. Over to Schroeder. Schroeder has the hot hand. Nice job by Noah Leonards. Out top it goes. Bounce stolen by Peyton Judy. Gus Weiler shot. Slits over to Wasson, and Wasson hits it. Makes it 18. And Kate Wendell just threw it out of bounds. So
threw it ahead to Clayton Pearson, who was not looking for it.
So Clayton Pearson is going to come out of the lineup, and so is Cade Wendell. So Grant Konecki and Derek Judy are going to come back in.
Yep, you look up and see somebody going out and think, well, maybe they should stay in there. And then you look up and see some two pretty good players come in and say, yeah, that's all right.
So
let those guys rest a little
Indians
bit.
Indians need to get a stop here. Out to Schroeder, high ball screen. Back up top, it comes over to Wasson. Back to Gus Weiler. Gus Weiler gets guarded by. He takes a long three up, no good. Battled for, rebound out of bounds off of Macomb. So
15 left here in the Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. 18-14. Indians lead down to four after they were ahead by eight at the quarter break. So 2 minutes, not quite 2 minutes into the second quarter.
Hayden Grant Konecki fakes it, turns it over, thrown up, tracked down by Trevor Vaughn. Grant Konecki, three ball up, yes, and good. So good thing for Grant after, yes, he about turned it over and he knocks, yep, down a three. So 21-14, 5:52 to go, and that's a kid we need to be able to score a little bit.
He is warm. He is hot.
So Gus Weiler flies it over to Schroeder. Derek Judy gets beat off the bounce, and a wide-open layup for Schroeder. So Coach Bayshore not happy with that, and he calls a timeout. So
let's take a quick timeout. Be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will find the perfect gift. Our gifts express feelings of love, friendship, appreciation, and congratulations, and they're perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and more. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to the Herb Aldrich Gymnasium, Macomb High School. Indians lead 21-16 right now, lead by 5. 5:35 left to go here in the Kalp Pharmacy second quarter.
Grant Konapke has it, throws it in the corner to Trevor Vaughn. Trevor has it, back out to Grant. Grant has it at top. Looking for going with a set here. Looks like a little 1-2-2 half court by Macomb. Swung about out of bounds. Goes to Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy has it. Brings it back out top. Over to Derek Judy on the left side. Noah Leonard's posting hard. Had a seal, and we missed him. Three ball, Peyton Judy up, no good. Rebound, Schroeder. So Indians settle for a three there, and Schroeder comes the other way. Dribbles it down, being guarded by Derek Judy. Derek Judy has it. Over to Schroeder. Schroeder has it. 21-16, 4:45 to go. Back out top, it comes to Gus Weiler. Gus Weiler has it. He brings it out top to Wasson. Wasson being guarded by Vaughn. Takes it out of the corner, looks for a hedge. Good job there. Schroeder has it. Back up top to Wasson. Wasson working on Leonard. There's a travel, no call, and a double dribble, no call. Peyton Judy gambles. Gus Weiler takes it, and Peyton Judy gets back and gets the steal. Brought a card to Grant Konapke. No good. Battled for a rebound, Trevor Vaughn. He finds Noah Leonard, and it's stripped away from Noah Leonard. So right there's one of them chances where they a little too close to pass that. He probably should have took it up, and Noah couldn't handle it.
Yep.
Gus Weiler has it off to Ryder. Ryder back over to Wasson. Wasson to Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy, Noah Leonard, Trevor Vaughn comes over and fouls him. So the pick and roll action, the Indians aren't doing a very good job covering. So we got three subs that are going to be coming in for the Indians. Looks like Clay Schmitz, Bronny, and Cade Wendell.
They'll put Kyle Wasson, the big sophomore, at the 6 foot brother's foul line. Says he's 6 foot. He looks taller than that. Maybe it's just because he is a strong kid. I'm trying to think who we could compare him to at Fort Recovery. He's big, but I'm going to say there's not much fat on him, but he's ever been at 250. Just big boy.
He's pretty wide. Second free throw up, no good. 17-21.
He gets up down the court.
He moves pretty well. Yes, I give him
good.
That.
He's good.
Cade Wendell turned it over again. Going the other way. Schroeder with the turnover. Goes down the lane, and Cade Wendell's going to foul him. So as I talked early that the JV game didn't have a whole lot of turnovers, this game, on the other hand, been quite a few of them.
Yep.
And I know right now, I imagine Coach Bayshore isn't real happy after last night's performance. He's probably hoping we came out with a little better energy. Schroeder goes to the foul line. He makes it. I think he now has 9 points for the Macomb Panthers. I know he has 2 threes for sure.
Yep, one more at the Hull Brothers foul line.
Team foul-wise for the Indians, I can't tell, but he makes another free throw.
I believe it's three.
And it looks like he's the first player in double digits. Right now, Schroeder has 10. They're in a 1-2-2 zone. Cade Wendell has it. Kicks it to the right side to Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy swings it around to Grant Konapke. Back inside to Clay Schmitz. Clay has it. About 3 seconds. Get out of there. Grant Konapke. Three ball, no good, but little Cade Wendell's there for the rebound. Grant Konapke brings it back out. Gets it stripped. Gets it again. Over to Cade Wendell. Into Petey Judy. Left side it goes to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell looks, survey, swings it to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun, Payne Judy, three ball, right side up and in. So Petey with a little step back three. Petey now has five, makes it 24-19. Schroeder has it, being double teamed by Judy and Wendell. Throws it off of Gus Weiler, and that kind of looked like one of our passes earlier on. Over to Clay Schmitz, down to Ryan Braun. Ryan's going to pass up on a three, but Petey says, I'll take it. No good, rebound, Clay Schmitz. Clay takes it up left-handed and gets it to roll. Clay Schmitz got eight.
Another strong move.
Going to call timeout. So Indians are leading 26-19.
Yep, let's take a timeout, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy will be celebrating with Heart Healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will be offering $5 lipid blood panels, blood pressure checks, and medication checkups with a pharmacist. Registration is required. Pre-register with your Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to Herb Aldrich Gymnasium. Macomb, Indians leading 26-19 on the Kalp Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. If you're running a little late, can't decide what to make for supper, give the guys at Miracle Lanes a call, 375-4274. They got Greek sandwiches, deep fried goodies, pizza, wings, all that stuff. And Friday during Lent, they have their all-you-can-eat wing. Can't remember what else saw. Not wings. They do have some wings, but the fish buffet on Friday at lunch with salad and breadsticks and all kinds of stuff. Get out there and eat all you can.
There's another turnover by Macomb. Cade Wendell has it on the run. Drives it. Ryan Braun, two-pointer just inside. Oh, they give him a three. I think his toes were actually on the line. But yes,
I'm never able to see that right.
10-point game, every 29-19, 2:08 to go here. Cal's Pharmacy scoreboard. Schroeder has it, bringing it across the timeline by Cade Wendell. Over to Davis. Davis on the drive in the paint. There's another steal. Indians, Ryan Braun with the steal. Going the other way. Possibly traveled, no call. Back over to Cade Wendell. Swung around right side to Grant Kanamke.
Kind of galloped to a stop.
Yeah, he did. Three ball left side. Peyton Judy up and out. Rebound by Kyle Wasson. Push ahead it goes. Wasson, Justin gets it stripped. Oh, they call a foul.
And I think the guy down here that was coming toward him was going
to. The gentleman on the baseline was ready to call it out of bounds, but that's going to be a foul on Ryan Braun. So that's going to be Ryan's first. Team's second?
Fourth. Yep. And that'll put
Justin Wasson, and he'll lefty missed the first one. Justin's a kid that Coach Bayshore was talking about keeping off the glass, and we've done a pretty good job so far of doing that. His second free throw up, and that's hard. Rebound, Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz off to Cade Wendell. Cade pushes up, over to Cade. Cade drives, corner kick to Ryan Braun, and that's turned over. Turnover by Grant Kanamke, I believe.
He threw it in there.
Coach told him to shoot it. He had an open shot, and he told him to shoot it.
Yep.
1:27 to go. Second quarter, 29-19, largest lead for the Indians. Schroeder has it, backs it out. Now he steps back and lets a three go. Hard off the iron, rebound Grant Kanamke.
Nice.
Grant running, pushes ahead, Petey Judy into nice transition break. Over to Clay Schmitz, and I believe Clay has now 10 for the Indians, so he's our leading scorer.
That's one I can actually read from here.
That was pretty good ball movement by the Indians there. Wasson has it, throws it out of control over to Schroeder. Schroeder picks up his dribble over to Wasson, about double dribbled, and fires it out to Davis. Swung back over to Justin Wasson. Back out top it comes to Ryder. Ryder has it, swings it around to Schroeder. Schroeder, I'm sorry. Davis has it. High ball screen from Wasson. Back up top to Justin Wasson.
About 30
over
seconds
to Schroeder. Good hedge by Ryan Braun. Back around to Kyle Wasson. On the drive goes Ryder. He loses it. Stolen by Clay Schmitz. Clay picks it up. I imagine Indians will go for one. They're up 31-19.
15 seconds left.
Kalp Pharmacy scoreboard.
Grant Konecki, three ball. Good. So Grant lets it fly with 10 seconds to go. And it's out of play. So good thing for Clay. I'm glad to see him actually.
Grant's making shots and Clay's making shots, and Petey's playing a pretty good game, but he's missing some shots, and we're up 15.
So here they come, 4 seconds, three, two, easy, three ball, Watson at the buzzer, no good, and that's your half. Indians lead 34-19. We'll be back right after this with a couple special guests as well.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy will be celebrating with Heart Healthy Screenings. Every Tuesday in February from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will be offering $5 lipid blood panels, blood pressure checks, and medication checkups with a pharmacist. Registration is required. Pre-register with your Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
We're back here at Macomb. Indians lead here at halftime, 34-19. Here we're here halftime, joined by a couple Fort Recovery legends. First one, Elijah Colleg, the 6'2 senior from Finley Oilers. And what's that, 6'3?
All right. Don't give him 6'3.
All right. And his cousin, the freshman from Toledo, Caleb Martin. How about called you Colleg?
I know. So, I get that a lot.
Now, you got redshirted, right?
Correct.
All right. So first, Pig, we'll go with you. Finley having a great year. You're playing pretty well as the year goes on. What, share a little bit about your season with us.
It's going really good. 23 right now. Second in the region. We get to host a conference tournament right now, so one game left. Kind of depressing knowing I only have one regular season game, but it's going really good right now and can't be much happier.
And you got to be pretty happy with your season. I know coming into the year, you know, there was probably some question marks how much time you might get with some of the kids coming in, and you're probably averaging about, what, 26 minutes
about
a game?
26, 27, yep.
And averaging around 10, I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you can't complain.
But, you know, that doesn't surprise me because I was talking to you about you earlier. You're one of the hardest working kids that I've been around, not the most athletic.
Definitely not the most athletic.
But you make it up with all the other little things you do. So proud of you, and I'm glad that could be awesome to be able to host that tournament.
Yeah,
and then a regional game then.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And then you want to take a break, and we'll come back with Marty then? All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
We're back here at Macomb. Again, we're here with Elijah Colleague and Caleb Martin. And maybe Pig was saying at halftime here, Coach, get me back out there. I'm losing money. Could be shooting right here at halftime. Maybe Neil will give you $5.
Yeah.
Now, Marty, you're coming off your first year at Division I Toledo as a redshirt freshman. Tell the people a little bit about, the adjustment to Division I football.
Really, the biggest thing was just the speed. The difference in speed was the first practice. Just coming out and you see 6'4", 230-pound D-linemen running at you that are just as fast as most of the receivers or running backs. It's kind of a big change, big shift for me. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, really the schedule and the time management that we have, like, we have in the fall, like, for fall camp, we had, like, 14-hour days of just straight lifting and football, and that was just one of the hardest things for me and a lot of the other freshmen, and just learning how to manage our time and, like, getting homework done, but also being able to work out in the morning and practice all day and stuff.
And as being a redshirt, you're still allowed to practice, right?
Yeah, correct.
So you got to take scout team reps, I think?
Yeah, I was the scout. Yeah, I got scout team quarterback this year so far.
So I know you guys had a heck of a quarterback in the Woodside kid. He got a chance to go to the NFL?
Yeah, he's projected to get drafted like fourth or fifth round as of right now, depending on how he does at the combine and stuff.
And did you get a travel then? You guys went to a bowl game where
We flew down to Mobile.
So you got to go with the team and so forth?
Correct.
That's got to be a cool experience.
It was a lot of fun, yeah. The game wasn't...
We got beat real bad, didn't you?
But other than that, I mean, it was a good experience. Good experience being around and seeing what all that was like and what it's going to take.
So going into next year, I mean, what's your realistic expectations? I don't know what they have coming back.
I mean, really, they're trying... Right now, they got a kid that they're grooming to start. So I think they're pushing for him to start, and other than that, I think it's me and another kid really trying to compete and try to take that job from him, because it's open now that the guy graduated, but it's just, you can tell that they're one of the older guys, what age
is that young man?
He is going to be a redshirt junior.
And did they have a transfer in from somewhere?
Last year they brought a kid in from Illinois that's a year older than me, and it's me and him that are going to try to compete and with the other guy and to get.
So at this point, it's basically going to be three unproven guys fighting for that job.
Yeah,
so there is, you keep working hard, and who knows, So it has to be a neat experience. I know you guys have made Fort Recovery proud in both programs, and two great kids. And Dick, what are you going to do after you graduate? I imagine go run your dad's business, because Greg can't do it.
No, Greg can't do it. I plan on working for my dad after I graduate. So
you got to come back to the fort?
Yep.
Maybe a little future coach, maybe?
Maybe. We'll see.
Coach Patch is looking for some girls' coaches.
Is he?
I mean,
all right.
I mean, if I can make that transition, Peg, you can. You guys both been coached by me. If I can transition to girls, you'll be all right.
I don't know. We'll see.
So, both of you, I appreciate you coming up here. And like I said, we're all proud of you. And wish the best for you, Peg, coming up with your tournament and senior day. And it is unbelievable that you're a senior. It doesn't seem like it's possible, but we want to wish you guys the best of luck, and thanks for coming up and talking to us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yep, appreciate it.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Holbrook
Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, currently has a huge selection of used farm equipment. There's high horsepower tractors for the big jobs to small loader tractors for the homeowner. There's used equipment like spring and fall tillage, skid steers, hay equipment, and rotary cutters. Used harvesting equipment like combines, corn heads, grain heads, grain wagons, and carts. See the used equipment on the Hull Brothers website, HULLBROS.com. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. Give us a call today.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here at Herb Aldrich Gymnasium at Macomb.
Wait, yeah. Along with, I'm sorry, Neil.
Jeff Vaughn.
We're back here.
We got one of our JV and varsity players with us.
Yeah. You want a headset? No? All right. Indians triggered in. They're back here with their starters at Cade Wendell, Derek Judy, Peyton Judy, Clay Schmitz, and Ryan Braun. Clay Schmitz had a really good first half for the Indians. He scored 10. Indians are up 34-19. Cade Wendell drives middle of paint. 5-foot pull up. Good. So nice job by.
That was good. 36-19 now on the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. Indians lead. 7.5 minutes to go.
Yes, it was. Very good pull up by Kate. 36-19. Gus Weiler over to Schroeder. In the corner it goes to Ryder. Ryder brings it into high post to Wasson. Back up top to Gus Weiler. Gus Weiler drives, picks up travel. No, they call a foul. Wow.
He might have touched him, but he hopped and then he hopped again.
That was a definite
down.
That wasn't a real good call, if you ask me, but. Anyway, it was a foul on Derek Judy, his second, team's first. So, Indians lead here 36-19, 7:09 to go here at Fowler Mechanical third quarter. Out top it comes to Ryder, brings it around the circle to Gus Weiler. Gus Weiler has it being guarded by Peyton Judy. Out top it goes to Schroeder. He had the hot hand for the Panthers in the first half. Back around it comes to Sherrick. He set most of the time with foul trouble. Taken into Justin Wasson, picks up his dribble. Back out top it comes around to Sherrick. Sherrick being guarded by Clay Schmitz, loses the handle. Clay steals it and throws it out of bounds. So nice hustle play by Clay Schmitz.
Yep, he was going out of bounds, bounced it off the other player's leg, goes into the stands, and Ryan Braun will kick it into Cade Wendell.
Cade Wendell has it. Across the timeline, brought over to Derek Judy. Derek Judy has it. High ball screen, Ryan Braun. Over to Cade Wendell. Cade takes it down low, picks it up. Ryan Braun fakes the three, drives in the paint, floats up, gets fouled, no calls, makes it. So Ryan Braun scores, makes it 38-19. Indians with their largest lead of the night.
We've scored four. They've scored none so far.
Schroeder on the drive, and that's going to be a foul on Derek Judy, and that's going to be number three. And Grant Konecki comes up. Who Grant had a really nice first half,
I thought. Yes, he did.
Grant made two threes. He just needs to get out of that funk, and he's a kid we need tournament time to be a scorer.
I am
shocked that we have not seen a box and one yet this year on Peyton Judy, because he's the only one proven that can score consistently.
Yep.
Peyton Judy guarding Gus Weiler up top. Over to Schroeder on the right side. High ball screen by Justin Wasson. Schroeder backs off of it. Swings it to Sherrick. Back over to Gus Weiler. Batted about. Stolen by Peyton Judy. Up to Ryan Braun on the run. Ryan pulls up and gets fouled. So Ryan's going to go to Case Hall Brothers Case IH foul line to shoot two. 38-19. 5:44 to go here. Mechanical Fowler scoreboard. Again, we'd like to thank Elijah Collig and Caleb Martin to come up here and speak to us at halftime. Both of them are always a treat. And,
Yes.
I love old Piggy.
Fort Recovery loves those guys, and they love Fort Recovery.
Yes, they do. And Ryan misses two, and rebound by Gus Weiler. Gus Weiler brings it across the timeline. Over in the front court, it comes to Ryder. Ryder dribbles middle, being guarded by Grant Konecki. Back out top to Schroeder. Schroeder back to Gus Weiler. Swung around the horn to Sherrick.
Derek on the left side. Back to Gusswire. He drives into paint, floats, loses a handle on it. Ryan Braun comes up with it. Ryan Braun goes coast to coast, takes it up, and gets a foul. So,
man, he's gone up the basket three straight times.
Yeah, he has. Wasn't the most under control move, but he got to the paint and actually finished and is going back to the foul line. Yep. So hopefully Ryan can convert on these. Ryan now has 10 as well for the Indians. So
he's not going to miss two from the Hull Brothers foul line this time.
Because he only gets one. So Ryan converts.
Any minute.
He's got 11. Makes it 41-19. Indians starting to pull away.
Yep.
Schroeder has it. Being pressured by the Indians. Swung it across to Ryder. Ryder drives over to Sherrick. Picks up his dribble. Gets fouled by, I'm thinking, Clay Schmitz. I'm not sure. Yeah. Him or Grant.
Clay was behind him.
Grant. They give it to Grant Kinnag. He's going to be his first.
Yep. Clay might have got him from behind.
Team's third, I believe.
Definitely got him.
Sherrick's going to go to the
team's third.
Case IH foul line. His first one's up and good. So Sherrick set most of the first half with foul trouble, and he's got three.
That's the first points for McComb in the second half here.
Second free throw hard off the iron, rebounded by Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy has it, comes across the timeline, over to Cade Wendell. Down the short corner, goes left side, kick out Ryan Braun, three ball on the way, up, no good, rebound Sherrick, and that's going to be a foul on Cade Wendell. Cade just kind of got in the wrong spot at the wrong time, and that's going to be his second, team's fourth.
41-20 now. Indians with 21-point lead. 4:57 on the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard.
Triggered into Schroeder, being guarded by Wendell. Schroeder drives right side, picks up his dribble top of the key, kicks it over to Justin Wasson, into the corner to Schroeder. Indians kick out. Gusweiler wide open three, left side, no good. Bodies go flying, everybody rebound. Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun has it. Drives down the middle, kicks it behind. Cade Wendell, three ball left side short. Grant Kinnacki with the rebound, takes it up, misses a layup. Might have got fouled, no call, rebound Sherrick.
Definitely got either his arm or the ball bumped because
Gusweiler ahead to Ryder. Ryder, oh my, that's a cheap one right there.
Yeah.
Ryan Braun's going to pick up his second, team's fifth. And we're going to have Clayton Pearson come into the lineup. Clayton Pearson's going to come in and replace Clay Schmitz. So,
yep.
Clay Schmitz takes a seat. A five count. That's a good and all. The fans thinking maybe over and back, but that's allowable if you don't touch it in the front court.
Yep.
Schroeder drives out of control layup. No good. Rebound Clayton Pearson. Clayton puts his head down and he goes. Pitches the
back
and empty. Left side. Three ball. No good. Rebound comes out. And
shot.
A turnover by Ryder. Grant Kanapke pushes ahead to Peyton Judy. Peyton. I can't say.
Katie and Peyton.
Cade Wendell backs it out. 3:50 to go here. Baller Mechanical scoreboard inside to Ryan Braun. Swatted away. Ryan has it back out to Grant Kanapke. High ball screen. Grant kicks it out to Ryan Braun. Back to Grant. Left side corner. Grant on a drive. Swings it around to Clayton Pearson. Down to Cade Wendell. High ball screen it comes. Back to Cade Wendell. Cade drives out of control and he's going to get fouled by number four, I believe. No, they call a foul on, let's see who it is, on number 23, Sherrick. And that's going to be his third. So Clay Schmitz is going to come in and replace Ryan Braun. Brought in to Clay Schmitz. Turnaround jumper up and good.
So nice move.
Clay was a little off balance and kind of floated her in. Clay's got 12.
He has been asserting himself the last few games, and that is great for the Indians.
Yeah, especially after last night. He kind of had the 6'8 kid. Yeah. He got a little frustrated because he got swatted a few times, and then he stopped looking at the basket. Over to Schroeder on the right side. Picked up and swung over to Wasson. That is Kyle Wasson, offensive lineman. Over in the corner goes the number three, Aaron Davis. Davis has it. Over to Schroeder. Davis, left side three. Up. No good. Rebound. Sherrick. Kicks it over to Davis, and it's out of bounds off of the Macomb Panthers.
So. Another one of those passes where he's trying to throw it to somebody too close to him. Didn't have time to react.
43-20. 2:42 to go here in the third quarter. Peyton Judy has it right side corner. Grant Konecki, three ball, right side up and in. So nice to see Grant actually make some shots tonight.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Grant's got three threes. He's got nine on a night. That's
he's,
a timeout.
He's missed a couple, and he is not afraid to shoot.
He looks so much more confident right now. So,
man,
you want to take a break now?
Yeah,
let's take a quick one. We'll be right back after that.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at Herb Aldrich Gymnasium, Macomb High School, where the Indians are leading 46-20 with 2:32 left here in the third quarter. Fowler Mechanical.
What was the score, Neil, after quarter one?
Quarter one was 17-9, so they've scored 11 points. They scored 10 in the second quarter. They scored one this quarter in 5.5 minutes. Indians have scored 12.
So, triggered into Schroeder. Indians in half court, man-to-man. Brought over to Gusweiler. Back up top to Davis. Davis swings it to Sherrick. Back to Gusweiler. Gusweiler has it up top at Schrader. Schrader hands off to Gusweiler. Drives the middle of the paint. Reverses. Goes. Floats. Might have got fouled. No call. Rebound. Grant. Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz on the run. Kicks it to Grant. Grant passes up a three. Back into Schmitz. And he's fouled by Schroeder.
Yeah, I think Grant probably wisely passed that.
Yeah, I know. But it's kind of like
quickly, but
hitting three of them.
Yep. I know he
wouldn't have blamed him to shoot it.
No.
Triggered into Clay Schmitz. Clay off balance, no good. Fights for his rebound, and that's off of Clay and going to be Macomb ball. So
he forced that one, but
yeah, he did
I'm okay
bit.
With that because he's been very...
his effort's been good so far tonight, and he's asserted himself, and we'll take that in. And we're up 26, so...
Yeah.
Brought over to Schrerick. Into the corner goes to Schroeder, being guarded by Cade Wendell to Davis. Davis on the left side throws it inside, batted away, got his own rebound. Over to Wasson, back up top to Schrerick. Schroeder, three ball left side, up and good. And we got a foul on number 44. Wasson?
Yep.
Buck is good, but they're going to have a foul on Wasson with the hook. And Clay Schmitz went down to the ground, so... So that's their fifth team foul, his first. 46-23. Cade Wendell comes across the timeline. Macomb in a 3-2 zone here. Peyton Judy and Cade Wendell up top in two guard. Now Grant Konecki. Now we're going to go to three guard look. High ball screen, Grant Konecki. And I think Indians are just going to run this clock out if they're going to stay in the zone. Nope. High ball screen again. Cade Wendell. Peyton Judy comes up, slips the corner, and that's his first shot of the half, and he hits a three. So that's Petey's 8 point, makes it 49-23. 58 seconds to go. Schroeder has it. Back up to Schrerick. Schrerick off to Gusweiler. Gusweiler drives over to Schrerick on the left corner. Back out. Long three by Schroeder. No good. Rebound Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy has it. Throws it ahead to Grant. Grant Konecki. Floating layup.
Wow. That was pretty, man. Coming down there. He was probably 8 feet from the basket. Puts up that one-hander soft off the glass.
Yeah, it was. That was awful beautiful. Far where that runner went from. But yep. Grant has 11 off the bench. So, and he's going to go to the Hall Brothers Case IH foul line.
That was a beautiful touch he had on that. Because usually if you're shooting from that far away, that comes hard off the glass. And it just touched the glass and fell right in the hole.
Free throws up and good. So Grant's got 12. Him and Clay Schmitz both have 12, and I believe Ryan Braun might have 12.
I'm pretty sure he's double digits.
33 seconds to go. Davis has it, throws it inside, and it's rejected by Petey Judy. So Wasson kid still says it goes our way.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that was all about.
Well, he's taking a victory in that one. We'll let him have that.
So,
Petey knocked that away when he was about 6 inches out of his hand.
26 seconds to go. Indians lead 52-23. Into Wass, and he thought falls fading away. About fouled him, and then it's off Clay Schmitz's foot. And it's going to stay with McComb. Nice hustle by Clay. 17 seconds to go. Indians lead 52-23. Largest lead of the night. 15 seconds. Now it's down to 11. Gus Weiler picks up his dribble. Out top it goes to Kyle Wass. He tries to throw the lob. Clayton Pearson intercepts it. We got 3 seconds. Petey Judy from the foul line. Up and no good.
So. Volleyball line. He said foul line, but he shot that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Volleyball line.
Yep.
So at the end of three complete, 52 Indians, 23 Panthers.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Working hard on another project? Maybe you need some practical advice, or perhaps you just want to find a great new tool. Let me be the first to welcome you in. Hi, I'm Mike with Wangler Hardware. And since 1916, this has been the place where the hardworking folks in our area go to get things done. Experience the tradition, selection, and service of Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery. Stop in and see that we're more than a hardware store. It's all here.
Back here live at the Herb Aldridge Gymnasium at McComb. Checked in for the Indians is Blaine Toby and Clay Schmitz at that break, along with Peyton Judy, Derek Judy, and Grant Kanacki. Long three ball by Davis, no good. Rebound fought for. Going to be off of McComb. He's going to stay, go with the Indians. So 7:39 to go here, Wangler Hardware scoreboard. 52-23. Over to Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy, high ball screen from Blaine Toby. Picks up his dribble, shoots a three ball, up and good.
Nonchalant, 20-foot swish.
So he hits a three. To Davis into the corner to Schroeder. Schroeder has it. Up top it goes to Ryder. Ryder drives middle of the lane, throws it out of bounds, gonna go to the Indians. Clayton Pearson's gonna come in and replace Peyton Judy.
He's played well. He hasn't scored his normal 20 yet.
Yeah, I think his night should be done, I would think. You're up 55-23. I don't see any sense why you would bring him back.
And, but, right now we don't need him. Everybody else has shot very well. He hasn't shot poorly. He just hadn't shot a lot.
He hadn't had to tonight because other guys have actually scored. Grant's, has hit some threes.
Clay's been strong inside, and Brawny has been brawny. So, it's just... It's great when you have that much scoring from other guys.
That's blocked by Gus Weiler, and Grant Kanacki picks it up. Clay Schmitz with the offensive rebound. Missed it. And they're going to call a foul on who? 22, Blaine Toby.
Yeah, might have been.
55-23, 6:36 to go here. Wangler Hardware, fourth quarter scoreboard.
Yeah, there was a little contact down there, so...
I didn't see it. I don't know. It must have been a little shove in the back.
Yeah, maybe. It wasn't anything serious, but at 55-23, we're not going to complain. I probably still will.
Over up top, it comes to Gus Weiler. Gus Weiler slings it to Sherrick. Up top it goes to Schroeder. Schroeder drives, and the corner goes to Ryder. Three ball on the way by Wasson. No good. Rebound, Blaine Toby. Lane Toby gives it to Grant Konapke. Grant up to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy, as it goes the corner to Clay Schmitz. Back up top to Blaine. Blaine over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson throws a skip pass over to Derek Jeudy. Grant Konapke in the short corner goes to Schmitz. He loses a handle, kicks it out to Blaine. Blaine drives, takes it up, and gets fouled. So Blaine's going to go to the foul line, and he's going to shoot two. So back to the Hall Brothers Case IH foul line to shoot two shots. It's going to be Blaine Toby. 55-23. Noah Leonard is going to check in here at the next dead ball. I'm assuming probably for Clay Schmitz would be my guess. But
yep. Clay leaving right now with 12 points. This might be a really good opportunity to get a lot of the kids that have played some but haven't played a lot to get 5 or 6 minutes worth here.
So Blaine hits that pair. Going to make it 57-23. Indians with a commanding lead here. Sherrick has it and throws it over to Ryder. Ryder back over to Gusweiler. Gusweiler drives. Picked off, knocked out of bounds by Grant Konapke. So
Indians only scored 5 points in 2.5 minutes, but they've also held the Panthers scoreless. So
Panthers scored 3, I think he said, in the third quarter.
Four. Yep.
Back up top to Gusweiler.
So they only have 4 points this half.
Gusweiler has it. Schroeder, 3-ball up. No good. Short rebound, Noah Leonards. Over to Grant Konapke. Grant pushes ahead to Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson swings it over to Derek Jeudy. Back over to Blaine Toby. And
I was just going to say that, you know, McComb's been shooting a lot of threes, but they made 25 of them last night. So
25 threes they made?
That's what I was told.
Really?
Made 25 threes last night, so it's no doubt, it's no wonder that they're throwing up those shots like that.
We got a foul on Noah Leonard, I believe, or so who made, was that on?
We made the three.
Three was good.
And
the 15. Foul went on Clay, Noah Leonard, and Trevor Vaughn's going to come in and replace Derek Jeudy. So
got Trevor and Noah in again at the same time.
So three-pointer's good. We're going to go to the other end and shoot 1-1. Foul is on Noah Leonard, and Sherrick's going to go to the foul line and shoot a 1-1. 60-23, 4:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. Shot up, no good. Battled four, and number four, Ryder, comes down with it. Over the corner it goes to Schroeder. He drives, takes it up, no good. Rebound battle for Blaine Toby. Blaine has it over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson has it. And to Noah Leonard, he loses a handle on it, and he's behind the backboard. Finds Trevor Vaughn over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson has it. High ball screen. Clayton spins, and there's going to be a travel.
Yeah,
it was close. I don't know. I thought maybe he was. He just kind of lost his balance a little bit there. But
in a game like this, I wouldn't have called that.
Me neither.
Stop the action.
So 4:16 to go. 60-23. Indians in control. On the floor for the Indians, Vaughn, Konapke, Toby, Leonards, and Pearson. Ryder has it. Back out top to Wasson. Over to Gusweiler. Gusweiler picks up his dribble to Sherrick. Sherrick has it. Passes over to Schroeder. On the drive it goes. And that's going to be a foul on Trevor Vaughn. So Trevor picks up his second. Going to send Sherrick to the line.
Not sure what else he could have done there. He could have let him go and get the basket. So you just
get out of high pick resistance. And roll. And they had to switch. And free throw by Schroeder's up and good. Schroeder's got, I believe, 14 points, I believe it looks like. He's the only Panther in double figures. Indians have 3, I believe, in double figures, maybe 4. Rebound, Noah Leonard. Noah gets it to Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson brings it out to Blaine Toby. Blaine Toby takes it in the post to Trevor Baum. Back out to Blaine. Blaine pull up from 10 foot. No good. Rebound. Gus Weiler. Gus Weiler has it. Takes it up. Schroeder has it. Three ball up. No good. Rebound. Schrerick. Schrerick has it. Back out to Schroeder. Schroeder on the drive. Goes right by him and gets an easy layup. So 60-26. So Grant Konapke has it. Brought up top to Trevor Vaughn. Trevor has it. Swings it to Clayton Pearson. Clayton drives. Gets fouled. No call.
Oh, he got shoved in the back. Wow.
Hit big time. No call. Gus Weiler has it. Gus Weiler, three. Up. No good. Out of bounds. So
he might have to go see Doc Carr for that whiplash.
He might have whiplash and a dislocated shoulder. Yeah. 3:03 to go here. Indians up by 34, 60-26. Definitely one of those games that helps your defensive average.
Yeah.
Grant Konapke gets the ball screen from Trevor Vaughn. He rolls in the paint. Back over to Noah Leonard's getting the ball screen. Blaine swings it to Trevor. Back to Grant, or pull-up jumper by Clayton Pearson. No good. Rebound battled for. Comes down to Justin Wasson. Justin Wasson gives it to Gus Weiler. Gus Weiler picked off by Clayton Pearson. Clayton goes in, gets fouled, and they call it. So yep, foul's going to be on Schroeder. That's going to be Schroeder's third teammate. So Clayton's going to go to the foul line. Case IAH Hall Brothers foul line to shoot two.
2.5 minutes, 2:31 left on the Wangler Hardware fourth quarter scoreboard.
Looks like Clayton Pearson has 3 points on the night, and a whole host of Panthers come in.
Some JV players. And
Weaver, this is the Davis, first Kepling, Wasson, and Schrerick on the floor. Free throw up, and it does not go in.
Rolled all the way around and came out. Still remains 60-26.
Out to Schrerick. High ball screen it goes, and it's thrown out of bounds. So Indians double and thrown out of bounds. 2:18 to go, 60-26. Again, like to thank our fourth quarter sponsor, Wangler Hardware. Clay Pearson drives, swings it around to Grant Konapke. Grant Konapke has it above the arc, drives baseline, drives floater, up and good. So Grant gets his 14th point. He might be our leading scorer tonight.
I believe he might be.
Off the bench
Let's
tonight.
Get him a couple more.
Makes it 62-26. Indians are going to clean sweep all day long here. Going to get the quad here. JV girls win, JV boys, and the varsity girls, and now the varsity boys. Three ball by Davis. Up, no good. Clayton Pearson with the rebound. Clayton drives, gives it to Noah Leonard. Noah drives baseline, throws it up, finds Trevor Vaughn, and Trevor makes it. Good pass by Noah Leonard.
That was
Trevor Vaughn gets a bucket.
Yep.
Great job by Noah Leonard there.
Our calculations are right. They need 13 threes to in a minute 15 to win this game. I think we're okay. There's one of them.
There's one, and that thing wasn't anywhere close. So
nope. It looked pretty good, but
13 more like that might break the backboard tonight. Blaine Toby into Noah Leonard. Ball sits on top of him. So we go back the other way and McComb turns it over.
Didn't like mean to, but that's how it ended up. The player is on the floor and knows.
If this was a tournament game, this would probably be a running clock right now.
Yep.
Is it in boys too? I know girls it is.
So. I think it is.
Here's your highlighter back.
I'd have to do a little looking again. I forgot all about that actually, because it's only going to be tournament when they do it.
Yeah, and I think it has to be, I don't know if it has to be agreed upon or not.
Yeah, there's something, but they're working at trying to speed
up. That's a good idea, because there's some bad games. I saw the other night a girl score. Tippecanoe won 78-5, I think it was, in a tournament game. I mean, that's ridiculous, to be honest.
Yeah.
And there's a turnover by Grant Konafke.
He drove in.
We don't want to take a shot, but right there.
Flipped it back out to Noah, and it was way over his head, and that's okay. Yeah. 16 seconds.
We're going to have a final score almost of 38-point victory for the Indians tonight against the Macomb Panthers. Your final is going to be 64-26. Indians are going to win this. And they're going to be nice. That makes it a little easier bus ride home tonight.
Yep,
sure. So, on the Wangler Hardware fourth quarter scoreboard, Indians 64, Macomb 26. Thank you.
Back in just a minute.
Part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
And we're back here at Herb Aldrich Gymnasium at Macomb High School. The Indians come away with a pretty easy victory, 64-26. And as I mentioned, I'm pretty sure it's correct that the Macomb team had made 25 threes in last night's game. They could not make them tonight in their own gym. And only scored 7 points in the second half. We definitely want to thank our one of our sponsors here, Miracle Lanes. If you're looking for a little supper, if you haven't had supper yet, or you just want a pretty good late snack, give them a call, 375-4274. And they've got their Lent special going with the deep fried fish with the chips and coleslaw or potato salad, and also the Friday lunch buffet during Lent is the fish, and it is hand breaded right there and deep fried right there as they're going. So Miracle Lanes, 375-4274, give them a call. And again, the Indians come away with a pretty easy victory, although a pretty good team that we played. Their record, they've only won 4 or 5, but they look like a fairly sound team, but they couldn't make a shot. So Indians come away with 64-26 victory. We'll be talking to Coach Bayshore in a little bit here, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's wing night featuring 60-cent wings and boneless wings and draft beers for only $1. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
We are back here at Macomb High School, and we're talking to Coach Mike Bayshore. And pretty nice victory tonight.
Yeah, I think the thing I was proudest about was our effort level was the same from the opening tip all the way through the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the only times this year where we've been able to do that. You know, I mean, we've played really well at stretches, but we did it the whole time tonight. I thought we were able to speed them up early on, I mean, and take advantage of our athleticism. You know, I mean, you go win a game by 30-some, and Peyton only had 11 on very few shots. I mean,
yeah, he didn't shoot much, and he didn't look like he cared if he shot.
But that's what's so great about our kids. You know, Grant had a nice night tonight.
Yes, he did.
Clay Schmitz had a heck of a bounce-back game
tonight. He started off so strong. I think he had three of the first four baskets, and he was just a monster in there when he went at that basket.
We played so well together. I mean, everybody was doing some things. That little pass at the end, I know you can't tell about it on the radio, when Noah wrapped around the basket and wrapped it back to Trevor for the layup.
Yep.
That was a great pass. I mean, we did some things well, you know.
Yeah, kids. Jeff said something about that because it was a great read for Noah. He had the ball. He saw he's behind the basket, just flipped it right to Trevor and put it right in the hole.
I mean, we did so many good things tonight as a group, you know. And then at the end of it, our kids had fun tonight, you know. I mean, last night was a little rough, you know, but you come, you make this long drive up here, and we were able to win and not just to win comfortably, and the kids got to enjoy each other and rooting for each other on the bench. And that's what you got to have, and that's all positive, and I'm real proud of them. They're such a fantastic group of kids to be around.
We were just hooting and hollering up here when Grant was making those shots, man. We need him so bad to get that confidence back. And even after he missed a couple in a row there, he had no problem shooting that next one.
Right.
And it went right in the hole, and he was off again.
What was so great tonight, we only ran two plays the whole night. We didn't have to dig into my front and back page card here. I didn't have to run any of that stuff tonight. It was an easy night. I got 30-some plays. We didn't have to run only two of them.
Well, that's good.
So, I mean, it was just a well-played all the long. And like I said, we had fun tonight. And there's such an amazing group of boys to be around.
Yeah. And Macomb, you know, obviously they're a pretty decent team. They were shooting us those threes, but they couldn't make them tonight, fortunately. I guess, what was that, last night they had made a ton. And
We did a nice job of making them longer threes than what they normally would be.
Yep.
We worked a little bit this morning or this afternoon in our walkthrough about guarding a three-point line. If they're going to take them, make them be a couple steps back. So, you know, we were able to execute a game plan, and we wanted to get out and run. And we're at our best when we're pressing, and we did a good job of that tonight.
Yep, and I was so glad that so many people stepped up, some off the bench, some starters. Of course, you know, you go seven deep real fast, and we were nine deep before I think the end of the first quarter, and definitely early in the second quarter, we were already nine deep. Jeff mentioned during the game going with Noah and Trevor at the same time. Seemed like, you know, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, it worked decently for us. I think that's a combination we can look at going forward in the in the tournament. You know, we rely so heavily on Ryan Braun's athleticism to guard a smaller big. So there's not a lot of times where we've been able to try to get them both on the floor at the same time and take advantage of their strength. But we did tonight, and I'm real proud of the boys tonight.
Yeah, that was a very good effort. So guess next game is senior night on Friday in New Knoxville. They're a MAC team. Who cares about the record when it's a MAC team?
The Tangerman kid, is that how you pronounce his last name?
Is it Tinnerman? There's a Tinnerman. It's N's instead of M's. Yeah. Fort Recovery has the M's, and they have the N's over there, so it's Tinnerman. Yeah.
He's averaging about 17, 18 a game, so, you know, when you got a kid that puts that many points up on a game, you know, they're capable of winning any night.
Yep.
But, you know, we've got three of the, not just seniors, but three of the finest young men I've ever been around, and we want to make sure we go send them out the right way.
Yeah.
And I think if you looked at where we were in June, and if you told us we had a chance to be 13-9 after next Friday, we can be pretty pleased with that. I know we've left some wins out on the board, but 13-9 is nothing to shake a stick at with some of the schedules that we play, and we've got a shot to get to a district final.
Yeah, and you know, to be real honest, if we're not going to win the MAC, which you know would have been a long shot with some of the teams out there, it doesn't really matter. It helps a little bit with your seating, but what really matters is that the kids, especially after this game, have so much confidence in what they're able to do, each one of those kids individually and as a team, that they've got to be flying pretty high right now. Well, it's a shame that we have to wait till next Friday to play.
We've talked all week leading up to this weekend, and today too. It's like there's only been two games all year that we haven't really, you know, had a shot that we thought we could win, and it was Minster and Versailles. Other than that, we've been right with everybody. Mm-hmm. We've led in almost every game, so we're getting closer and closer at times. I think Friday night will be a good night for us, and hopefully we can stick around a few more weeks in March.
Yeah, I think I was talking to Bob Stogler, somebody that sees all of our games, and they said, boys and girls, we're not afraid of anybody.
No.
We're playing well right now, and you know, if we put together four quarters, we're going to be tough.
Yeah.
Defensively, you know, we hold them to, let's see, at 19 at half, 26, that's 7 points in the second half, 4 in the third and 3 in the fourth. That's not too bad.
No, and like I said, we've done a nice job for a team that's just really still learning how to play man, to be under right around 50 every game, and you're going to be in every game when you only allow that many points.
Yep.
So I'm awful. I can't say enough about these kids. My only regret is we've only got through March to coach them this year.
Yeah. Yep. So anything else to add? I'm going to let you get on the bus.
The people that came here, I appreciate the support.
Had
the boys appreciate
crowd.
It.
Very decent crowd.
It's a great community. I'm tickled to death to be here. And as I said, I just love being around these boys. I was happy for them tonight to be able to get a win like that.
Yep. And we'll be back with a little bit of a wrap up here. Thanks a lot, Coach. And we will be back in just a minute with a little closing stuff and some other information for you. So back in just a little bit.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
We're back here at Macomb High School, where it was a pretty good day for the Indians. The girls JV won 37-11. The girls varsity won 60-47. Boys JV won 39-23. And the boys varsity 69-26. So 4-for-4 here at Macomb today. So it was worth an hour and 40-minute drive up here, and it'll be a happy bus ride for the boys as it was for the girls this afternoon on the way back home. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk about some of the games coming up next week. Back in just a moment.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Hello,
I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
We're back here at Herb Aldrich Gymnasium, Macomb High School. Game's coming up for the Fort Recovery Indians. The girls' regular season is over. The boys end their regular season next Friday, hosting New Knoxville. And it's going to be senior night for the cheerleaders and the boys' basketball players. As of right now, there aren't any radio stations covering that varsity game. So that's one more reason to get out there and get to the game yourself. But I know a lot of people can't be there, and we're very sorry we can't bring you that game. But we're hoping that somebody picks that game up, and we'll let you know who has it. And almost every station that would be there has internet and broadcast, so you should be able to catch that if we can find somebody that's going to be covering that game. Then Saturday, the girls, next Saturday, a week from tonight, the girls begin their tournament. They'll be playing at Allen East, and they'll play Ada, and I believe 8 p.m. is the start time on that one, and that, I believe, is sectional final, and they'll be playing Ada. Then the following Tuesday, a week from this Tuesday, so 10 days from now, the boys start their tournament, and they'll play Liberty Benton at Elida. I believe that Coach Bayshore said that Macomb Panthers either beat or just barely lost to Liberty Benton, and the same with Van Buren. So this team that we beat by 38 either beat or just barely lost to our next opponent, Liberty Benton. And if we would win that, the opponent after that, which would be Van Buren, which is Tyler Niekamp's team, with former Minster coach Mike Lee as their as one of his assistants. So I didn't know that till tonight. So again, the Indians come away with four victories today, all of them fairly comfortable, including this one that was a 38-point victory for the boys. But all of them are fairly comfortable games today, building a lot of confidence going into the end of the season and the postseason. So we're going to say goodnight here from Macomb. I want to thank Jeff Vaughn for helping us out tonight and giving us all the play-by-play on the JV and varsity games. And congratulations to him and Coach Patrick, course, for their victories in the girls' games. So, again, we'll call it a good night from here, and we will see you back sometime. We're going to be simulcasting, I believe, all of the tournament games. So I believe this is our final live Fort Recovery Radio broadcast of the boys and girls basketball season. But we will have the other games on. We'll have all the tournament games on. Still hoping somebody will pick up the New Knoxville game next Friday, senior night. So we want to, again, thank Jeff Vaughn, and we will see ya.
Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you